The Environmental Protection Agency is investigating a coal-fired power plant in downtown Fairbanks to determine whether it's the source of a messy and possibly hazardous dust that blankets the area. The investigation could lead to a designation as a federal Superfund cleanup site. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
EPA officials have decided to take a second and more detailed look at the source of the black dust in and around the Aurora Energy Power Plant after an initial survey of the area completed last month showed evidence that hazardous substances are present at a high enough level to warrant further investigation. An EPA spokeswoman told KUAC on Friday that investigators have not concluded for certain that the power plant is the source of the black dust found around the facility and surrounding residential area. The spokeswoman said that will be determined as the investigation continues. But residents of the area around the facility formerly known as the Chena Power Plant don't have any doubt that it's where the fine black stuff that blankets the area comes from.
You know, I would invite anyone to just to take a walk, and you can see this with your own eyes. It's very obvious.
That's Perry Schneider. He lives about a block away from the plant at 1204 First Avenue, right on the banks of the Chena River. Schneider says he and many of his neighbors suspect the black fallout comes mainly from the dump trucks that haul ash out of the plant up to six times a day. Schneider and his wife, Barbara, both say they've been putting up with it ever since they moved in 18 years ago.
The neighborhood is covered with black soot, and you can go over to the power plant, and you can see where the trucks drive in and out, and you can see this black soot all over the place.
The EPA's Superfund investigation was initiated in May when Teresa De Lima, a Fairbanks native, filed a citizen's petition with the agency after what she says was years of dealing with coal ash and dust while living in a house near the plant. De Lima says she moved her parents into the house 10 years ago, and soon thereafter they began suffering health problems that she and doctors who treated them strongly suspect were caused by the coal ash and dust. De Lima says she's since moved her parents out of the house. She declined to talk further about the issue on the record. A top corporate officer with Aurora Energy also declined to speak on tape about the issue. Usabelli says Aurora has all required permits and operates within state and federal laws. He says the complaints are motivated by their anti-coal agenda, intended to put pressure on Aurora to shut down the plant and cripple the coal industry. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.